The next morning, my last but two, came a postcard with a Northumberland postmark. It was from Mitford, the man who had been on Fraxos, to say that he would be in London for a few days, if I wanted to meet him. I rang him up on the Wednesday at the Army and Navy Club, and asked him out to lunch. He was 2 or 3 years older than myself, tanned, with blue staring eyes in a narrow head. He had a dark young officer moustache, which he kept on touching, and he wore a dark blue blazer with a regimental tie. He reeked mufti, and almost at once we started a guerrilla war of prestige and anti-prestige. He had been parachuted into Greece during the German occupation, and he was very glib with his Zans and his Paddies, and the Christian names of all the other well-known condottieri of the time. He had tried hard to acquire the triune personality of the Philhellene in fashion, gentleman, scholar, thug, but he spoke with a second-hand accent, and the clipped, sparse prep schoolisms of a Viscount Montgomery. He was dogmatic, unbrooking, lost off the battlefield. I managed to keep my end up over pink gins. I told him my war had consisted of 2 years' ardent longing for demobilization. It was absurd. I wanted information from him, not antipathy. So, in the end, I made an effort, confessed I was a regular army officer's son, and asked him what the island looked like. He nodded at the food stand on the bar.
"There's the island," he pointed with his cigarette. "That's what the locals call it."
He said some word in Greek.
"The pasty. Shape, old boy. Central ridge. Here's your school and your village in this corner. All the rest of this north side and the entire south side deserted. That's the lie of the land."
"The school?"
"Best in Greece, actually."
"Discipline?"